Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently a clear sky with some fog in the area and 74 degrees. President Biden is on his first overseas trip since taking office. First stop, a meeting with U.S. forces stationed at the Royal Air Force Base, Mildenhall, in the U.K. Fox's Benjamin Hall was there.
President Biden met with U.S. troops who were stationed here and their families, and where he spoke about his intentions for the coming days.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
From there, he came down to Cornwall, the southwestern tip of England, where 5,000 police are securing the area. Overhead radar systems are in place. Even a naval battleship lies off the coast. But the real threats that President Biden and other leaders of the G7 will be discussing, well, they lie further afield. Cyber attacks originating in Russia, the aggression and oppression of China.
The president will also be meeting with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle this Sunday. The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline is ending the project. TransCanada says they simply ran out of options after President Biden revoked his permit after taking office in January.
The pipeline was designed to carry 830,000 barrels of crude oil from Canada to Nebraska on a daily basis. The company would have connected to lines already built in Cowley and Butler counties here in Kansas. The company says the whole line would have created 20,000 construction and manufacturing jobs and more than 100,000 direct and indirect jobs. On Wednesday, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran introduced the Defending Keystone Jobs Act, requiring the Labor Department to submit a report to Congress on the number of jobs lost as a result of the administration's move to cancel construction. Senator Moran is also calling on the administration to reverse its policy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy has been placed on restricted duty.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office declined to file charges against a sheriff's deputy accused of domestic violence. KSN reports the sheriff's office said Deputy Clayton Blackwood was arrested on May 29th on suspicion of domestic violence disorderly conduct stemming from an incident involving the deputy's domestic partner, who was also arrested. The sheriff's office said the deputy returned to restricted duty pending the outcome of the internal investigation. While on restricted duty, Blackwood will not have contact with the public. Blackwood has been employed at the sheriff's office for 5 years. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
The world's largest meat processor says it paid millions of dollars in ransom to hackers who attacked its systems.
The U.S. division of the multinational meat processor JBS confirmed the company shelled out about $11 million after being hit by a ransomware attack. The company, crippled by the hack, and said it was a difficult decision to make that payment, but they had to do it to prevent potential risk for customers. The FBI blames the attack on a Russian-speaking gang called R Evil. Colonial Pipeline also paid a ransom to a Russia-based hacking group. The fuel supplier paid a ransom of about $4.4 million worth of bitcoins. The Justice Department has said it found and recaptured most of that. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh was on Capitol Hill Wednesday, testifying about the job market and unemployment benefits.
Walsh was also asked about inflation and prices popping for consumers by Congressman Jim Banks.
Is it a good sign for our economy that the American people are spending more dollars substantially every time they pump gas or go to the grocery store? Is that good for our economy?
Actually, the president's plan is working right now.
While the middle class may be paying more for groceries and gas, Walsh says the president's plan working means people making under $400,000 aren't paying more in taxes. In Washington, Hillary Vaughn, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS on a Thursday, June 10th. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Definitely have some fog in the Wichita area. And mostly it does appear to be fairly light fog out there, but visibility could be an issue in places. And remember to, you know, keep those low beams on so that the other drivers can see you, especially if that fog gets any heavier out there. Right now it does just appear to be kind of a light fog in most places. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we could see some patchy areas of low clouds develop in south-central Kansas. Very hot and humid this afternoon, getting to 92 for the high. But with the heat index, combining the humidity, it will feel more like 100. Scattered clouds tonight, Tarlow 74. And as the front moves in tomorrow, we could see an isolated thunderstorm with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog and 73 degrees, an east wind at 3 miles per hour. We had another warm, sunny day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees, normal high for the date 86. And it was on this date in 1958, a violent F4 tornado struck El Dorado with a track 8 miles long and around 300 yards wide. The twister struck the southwest part of town. Tornado devastated a new subdivision. Around 200 homes were destroyed in a 45-block area. The twister killed 15 and injured 50. That was in 1958, the El Dorado tornado.
Does every city and town in the state have a day, you know, on this day on in this history, day? We got wiped out by a tornado
Not
story.
Every one of them, but quite a few. It just,
we seems that way.
We do have tornadoes at this part of the world from time to time. Man, another year where we didn't have much here. In South Central Kansas, or even Kansas, I guess.
Hey, I'm not seeing any fog out there.
Okay, but there's probably fog, but you can't even see the whether it's clear or what. So.
I can see it on traffic cameras.
What would you call it, Ted? Would you call it clear?
It a sunny morning.
Sunny? Oh, is it sun coming up? Okay. All
right. Yeah,
I can see it on the traffic cameras. It is worse in the western part of the city. Yeah.
Patchy. Where the airport is.
Where the airport is, yeah.
Patchy. All right. 6:12 now, Steve and Ted. On this date in 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed into law the Equal Pay Act of 1963, aimed at eliminating wage disparities based on gender. That was in 1963. I understand it's still going on. It's still
you still look at the stats, and it's still there.
It's still there. We made it illegal, but that doesn't mean it went away. That's not what it means, but it's illegal. Have you heard about Wally the Golden Retriever, Ted?
I have not.
Wally gave a helping hand to a stranded rodent. Wally's owner, this is in, by the way, Lunenburg, Massachusetts. Wally's owner, Lauren Russell, says her dog saw a small rodent on a lake in Lunenburg. Wally gave the animal, which looked like a woodchuck, a ride into shore.
Oh.
Afterwards, Russell says Wally and the rodent seemed to kiss before the woodchuck scampered off. Russell has it on video, so she can verify.
Even better.
Dog gave a, whatever it was, a, some sort of rat or something, a ride there. Okay, President Joe Biden in Europe, and apparently today he is reportedly about to announce a plan to purchase 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to donate to other countries. Insiders say Biden will make the announcement today. And, of course, as I heard on our news, he is in the U.K. right now, in England. The doses will be distributed through COVAX, which is a humanitarian program that works to distribute vaccines to 19 low-income countries. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says contributing to global vaccination efforts is a smart thing to do. And of course, there are many people who say, well, yeah, but we got to take care of ourselves first. That's okay. We're trying.
I think we already have.
We're trying to get people vaccinated. It just isn't going to happen for some people. All right. It's coming up on 6:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And you just walked in the door a few minutes ago. It's warm and muggy, isn't
it's, it? Yeah, it's very steamy.
Man. It's almost you like out summer
and immediately,
is here.
The air is heavy.
Yeah. So beware of that. I would tell you that in the early hours this morning, I have heard on the police 911 scanners at least two heat exposure calls.
Already?
Yeah. So somebody is apparently doing things outdoors, probably could be a homeless person or something like that, and they're under heat distress. Probably haven't drunk enough water. I just came, a while ago, I went to the QT to get me a pastry that says, suppose that Rockin' Douglas. And I noticed as I walked in the door there, the whole front of the building there is stacked about 8 feet high with bottled water. I guess they think they're going to have a run on water tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it's, you know, there's 12 packs or 6 packs or whatever, and there's tons and tons of bottled water. Well, if you do work outside, even if you work indoors, in this kind of weather, you got to keep hydrated, so you got to keep drinking some water, or it's a good idea to do that. I'm not doing the right thing. Coffee actually is a dehydrator, isn't it? It works the other way. It's kind of like alcohol, I think. You used to play softball in the summertime, and those guys get a case of beer and start slamming that down on a hot Saturday afternoon. Not the right thing to do. Water is in it. Gatorade, too.
I've been drinking nonstop since about 7 o'clock last night, but it's not because of the heat. I think it's because I had Italian food.
Well,
I had some spaghetti, and man, I just cannot stop drinking water now.
Good spaghetti,
for the last
though?
12 hours. Oh, yes.
Okay. Very good.
Man, sometimes that starts to take it out of you.
Doing any rehearsals for 1776 right now?
Night off last night. Yeah. Back at it hard tonight and tomorrow night.
All right. And I saw on Facebook a while ago, this is like the third time you've done that this year or no? Not in 1 year, right?
No, this is the third.
Third total.
Year I've done it.
Third year. Okay. I know there's a 3 in there somewhere.
Did it in 18 and 19. Did not do it last year. There was COVID.
Okay.
Back at it again this year.
Okay. Very good. And it's coming up, what,
July 1, 2, 3. First three days of July at the Crown Uptown, 1776. I'm portraying John Adams.
John Adams.
We'd love to see you there.
All right. I've got an event next Tuesday evening. The Wichita Junior Achievement of Kansas and Wichita Business Hall of Fame Banquet. We've done this. Susan Peters and I host this thing, and we've done it, I think they said, 8 or 9 years. I thought it was 2 or 3.
I thought it was more than that.
I'm not sure. I've got an email into Marcy Werney, who's running the show. She does all the preparation with the question, how long have Susan and I done this? Well, they're going to have they have this really neat banquet every year, and they bring out some kids who have been in Junior Achievement, and they honor business leaders from around the community and induct them in the Hall of Fame. They will induct 4 this time around. I'm not sure that I'm at liberty to say who they are, but, you know, they've already got them on the little brochure going out. So, anyway, Susan and I will be there next at Wichita Marriott, right down here, right across the street, right? Corporate Hills.
Yeah, you can just go straight there from work.
Yeah, go there from work. What the heck? I won't even have to change clothes. That's the Tuesday night Business Hall of Fame. Probably, I usually see some people there who listen to Steve and Ted.
Yep, that's...
Which is always nice.
Good crowd.
Yeah. Coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And the Thunder is still going in hockey and playoffs, right, Ted?
Yeah, we had another home playoff game on downtown home ice for the Wichita Thunder at the Wichita Ice Center last night. 900-plus Thunder fans packing into the Ice Center. See if the Thunder could even up this series at one game apiece. It was a 1-1 game into the second period, and then Wichita kept scoring, outscoring the Comets 4-1 the rest of the way and winning it 5-2. Wichita got three power play goals. Meanwhile, on defense, the Thunder held Fort Wayne to only 1 of 7 on power play opportunities. All right, this best-of-five series is now tied up one game apiece. The rest of the series will be in Indiana, so the Thunder will have to get it done on the road if they want to emerge and get to the next round of the playoffs, but it's now tied 1-1. First home playoff win in 8 years for the Wichita Thunder franchise.
Wow.
So it's been a while. Yeah. So the fans that were there last night, sure, really enjoyed that one. As the Thunder moves on in the playoffs, now that series tied 1-1. We have a culmination of JUCO soccer tournaments, the national tournaments that are being held right here in Wichita. The national JUCO Division I and Division II tournaments have been going on in recent days up at the Stryker Complex in northeast Wichita. And the two championship games are today. First up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the Division II National Championship. CCBC Essex out of Maryland taking on southeastern Iowa. That'll be at 4 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock tonight, the Division I Men's Soccer Championship game. Number 1 undefeated Iowa Western against number 2 Salt Lake, Utah. 7 o'clock tonight. One of the assistant coaches for Iowa Western is John Schad, who is the son of Steve Schad. And John grew up right here in Wichita,
really?
Of course, and went to Derby. And,
how about that?
And his Iowa Western team is looking to finish undefeated and national champions. So we've had a lot of men's soccer action here in town the last few days, and the two championship games are today up at the Stryker Complex. Afternoon baseball yesterday in the minor leagues for the Wichita Wind Surge. They couldn't get anything going. It was a 0-0 game going into the bottom of the ninth inning at Tulsa yesterday afternoon. 5,300 fans on hand in Tulsa for that one. And guess how the winning run scored?
A walk.
Yep. Back-to-back one-out walks set the stage for an infield single later on, and that was the ball game. Tulsa won, Wichita nothing.
Small ball.
Yeah. Boy, when you walk people in the ninth inning, you're just begging for the other team
score
a run.
That's a no-no.
Surge loses its third in a row. They've been outscored 18-3 in those three losses. Not even close. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. 9 runners left on base. Wichita at Tulsa again tonight. Game 3 of that 6-game series. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Royals can't get out of Anaheim fast enough. Last night, the Royals taking on the Los Angeles Angels. And once again, the Royals were just never in this one.
Trying to keep any more runs from coming in, but there's a little single to center field. One run is in, two runs are in, and Long comes through, driving into second and third runs on the year as both Ward and Iglesias score on that base hit up the middle, and the Angel lead is 5-1.
6-1 would be the final score. You heard that game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Three-game sweep for the Angels. They outscored the Royals 22-5 in that three-game sweep. Wasn't even close. The Royals lose their fifth in a row. They are now done with Anaheim. Let's see if they have any better luck up in Oakland, playing on a very tough first-place Oakland Athletics team. That'll be at 8:30 tonight. You can listen live to the Royals and the A's, and that is on KFH. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
So it doesn't let up. Just got to keep playing the good teams.
Got to keep keep grinding. And, you know, last time the Royals got into this type of funk, they lost 11 in a row.
Hope they will still be in contention a month from now at All-Star break. 6:21 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He's going to talk about, is it safe to eat in restaurants now? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.